Hi there. The word for you today is on suffering because. In 1 Peter 4, verse 16, Peter writes, "If anyone suffers," the Bible says, and I quote, "Let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or a busybody in other people's matters. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. For the time has come when judgment must first begin at the house of God." So what does all that mean? Well, when Satan attacks you for doing God's will, it's both a compliment and a sign of respect. It means you're a high-value target and that you represent a threat to the kingdom of darkness. But when you suffer as a result of your own foolishness, there's only one thing to do. Acknowledge it and repent. Don't say you're being attacked for being a Christian when you're really just being attacked for being a busybody. Note two words in the scripture I just read to you, murderer and busybody, and then make the connection. When you speak evil of someone and you're persecuted for it, you're not suffering for the Lord. You're suffering the consequences of your own behavior. In other words, your problem is you can't keep your mouth shut. So what should you do? Well, here's what I think you should do and what the Bible teaches. Go back and deal with it. Say, "I was wrong." Don't try to act spiritual and say stuff like, "Well, I just don't understand why they don't like me." Yes, you do. You can't do what's wrong, try to vindicate yourself, and then claim God's promises. It doesn't work that way. The Bible says the time has come when judgment must first begin at the house of God. That's you and me, God's people. It begins with us. God says, if you fix this yourself, I won't have to fix it, and I won't have to fix you. I only fix people who refuse to fix themselves. So here's the word for you today. Don't wait for consequences to bring you to your knees. Go before God and deal with the issue today. Then get on with your life.